Welcome to the Unleash Your Inner Radiance podcast with your host, Lisa Dorn.
Welcome, beautiful souls, to another empowering episode of Unleash Your Inner Radiance, where we embark on a journey of self-discovery, growth, and transformation. I'm your host, Lisa, a passionate life, wellness, and transformation coach, and I am here to guide you as we navigate the depths of our aspirations and unleash our radiant power within. But before we dive in, let's take a moment to express gratitude to our sponsor, Podcast Like a Mother, because let's face it, life's too short to be stuck behind a desk all day. Podcasting should be easy, fun, and accessible right from your cell phone. With Podcast Like a Mother's podcast creation course, you will learn how to effortlessly capture your stories, leave a legacy, and inspire others, just like I'm doing now. All while living your best life. Head to the show notes and learn more about this amazing course. And speaking of creating a legacy and empowering communities, I am so incredibly thrilled to share an exciting new affiliate sponsor with you. Discover how to start an online business with a proven blueprint. Step-by-step blueprint. 100% profit, daily pay, and a path to recurring income. That's a lot to spit out. Anyway, whether you are tired of feeling stuck, longing to make extra income from home, even $300 a month, imagine how life-changing that can be for you. You can work anywhere, right from your phone. Check out the link in the show notes, and let's build a legacy and community together. Lastly, I want to tell you about my signature forgiveness course, Forgiveness, Breaking the Cycle of Unresolved Pain. Go to the link below in this for this transformational course and to learn more about how forgiveness is the foundation for your growth and transformation. I am so excited about that course. And it is at a discounted rate right now. So get in and get it. In today's episode, we are going to embark on a soul-stirring exploration of the transformative power of kindness, both towards others and ourselves. Amidst the noise of social media metrics and social expectations, I have found myself ensnared in the trap of equating my worth with external validation. But within the tumult, I learned a profound truth. One true strength lies in embracing vulnerability and extending compassion. Join me as we peel back the layers of self-doubt and comparison and uncover the radiant potential that lies within each of us, within each act of kindness. Together, we will navigate the shadows of our insecurities and illuminate the path to authentic self-discovery. So settle in, my dear listeners, as we embark on a journey of vulnerability, growth, and transformative power of kindness. It's time to unleash our inner radiance and embrace the beauty of our imperfect yet worthy selves. I have an amazing affirmation for you guys today, and here it is. Today, I embrace the vulnerability within me as a catalyst or profound transformation. I release the shackles of self-doubt and comparison. understanding that my self-worth is not measured by external validation. Instead, I choose to nurture the seeds of kindness within, extending compassion to others and to myself. In moments of darkness, I find solace in the gentle embrace of forgiveness, knowing that true growth blooms from the fertile soil of self-compassion. With each act of kindness, I ripple out positivity and light, illuminating the path to my authentic self. Today, I affirm my inherent worthiness and embrace the journey of self-discovery with an open heart and unwavering courage. Like I always say, I want you guys to really sit down and dissect that affirmation and journal about it. Let me know what comes up for you, because I would absolutely love to talk about it on my next podcast. Amidst the dizzying whirl of social media metrics, I often find myself in the snare of equating my worth with likes and shares. It's a trap all too common in our digital age. But I stumbled upon a profound truth. Our true strength emanates not from external validation, but from the depths of our authenticity, our self-worth, our resilience, and the kindness we extend to both others and to ourselves. In today's soul-bearing episode, we're going to dive into the raw essence of self-worth and the transformative power of embracing kindness as the bedrock for our growth. Join me as I talk about personal battles with self-doubt and the pivotal shift that came from nurturing a compassionate inner dialogue. You see, when I decided to become a podcaster after becoming a life, wellness, and transformation coach, I knew that I needed to share my voice. And I knew that I needed to exude my kindness and exude it out to you guys to show that it's okay to be your authentic self. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to do things messy. But when you stop comparing yourselves to others and really step into your authentic self and just kind of go, you know, I really don't need external validation and I don't care what people think of me. Show them your journey, because they're going to look at you and go, wow, she was here 10 years ago and look at where she is now. What has she done? Be so incredibly kind to yourself. Grow your self-compassion, grow your self-confidence, and by all means, grow your self-worth, because you are so worth it. We all confront this insidious nature of comparison on how it unravels. It stifles our creativity and it erodes our sense of self. Yet, amidst the shadows, we continue to uncover the radiant potential of extending kindness, the ripple effect that extends far beyond our immediate circles, that smile, that holding the door open for someone, just anything. You never know what any one person is going through, and that smile or those kind words might have changed their life that day. That's what I am trying to do. I am trying to find one person who wants to change their life. If my voice brings meaning to one person, it's all worth it. It is all worth it. Have you ever paused to consider the profound ripple effect of a simple act of kindness? We just kind of touched on it. Today, I want to celebrate the foundational growth that sprouts from genuine compassion. It illuminates the unseen pathways that we forge in our lives and that we forge in the lives of other people and within ourselves. We'll talk about the tender journey of forgiving ourselves for our shortcomings, understanding that true growth blossoms from the soil of self-compassion. Back in episode 34, if you haven't listened to it, please go back and listen to it. We ventured into the depths of self-worth and authenticity in the digital age and shed light on the pitfalls of equating our value with social media metrics. Who cares if somebody liked your post or hearted your post? That isn't who you are. As we peeled back the layers of vulnerability, we discovered that there's a liberating truth in the strength that comes from facing our fears and embracing our authentic selves, independent of external validation. Through heartfelt anecdotes and personal battles with self-doubt, we explored the transformative power of adhering to your internal scoreboard, one that values your efforts and your personal integrity above all else. In that episode, it served as an ode to the profound impact of authenticity and kindness, highlighting the unexpected influence our genuine interactions can have on others. So, dear listeners, I encourage you to revisit episode 34 and join us on this journey of self-discovery and growth as we continue to nurture ripples of positivity and authenticity in our lives and in those lives around us. So, let's lean into the transformative power of kindness, both in our interactions with others and in the gentle embrace we offer ourselves. Have you been kind to yourself today? Have you said kind things to yourself? Because the things that you're saying to yourself, you wouldn't say to someone else. So rewrite them and be kind to you. I want to cultivate a culture of forgiveness and understanding and recognize that our greatest strength lies not in our perfection, but in the resilience of our hearts. So be kind to yourself. As we continue to embark on this journey of self-discovery and growth, let's pledge to nurture the seeds of kindness within us, knowing that it's these small acts of compassion that pave the way to profound personal transformation and collective healing. As we draw near the end of our vulnerable yet transformative journey, I want to extend my deepest gratitude to each of you. See, my dear listeners, I am so incredibly blessed to have you join me on this soul-stirring exploration of kindness and self-discovery. Remember that in a world inundated with social media metrics and societal pressures, our true strength lies not in seeking external validation, but in nurturing the seeds of kindness, self-worth, self-compassion, self-confidence within ourselves and extending compassion to others. As we bid farewell to today's episode, let's carry forward the lessons learned, the moments of vulnerability embraced, and the transformative power of kindness ignited within our hearts. Together, let's continue to ripple out positivity and light, illuminating the path to our authentic selves and fostering a culture of compassion and understanding. Until we meet again, may you walk with courage, kindness, and unwavering self-worth and authenticity. Thank you for being a part of this journey. Now, here are three takeaways from today's episode. One, embrace vulnerability. Recognize the strength and courage found in vulnerability as it serves as a gateway to profound personal transformation and growth. Two, cultivate kindness. Understand the transformative power of kindness, both towards others and ourselves. Extend compassion freely, knowing that small acts of kindness have the potential to create significant ripples of positivity. Prioritize self-compassion. Release the burden of self-doubt and comparison by embracing self-compassion and self-worth. Understand that true growth stems from forgiveness and acceptance of our imperfections, allowing us to walk the path of self-discovery with grace, self-worth, and authenticity.
is you.